The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We do have to mention the small matter of last night's debate on Virgin Media Television. Of course, more than 640,000 people tuned in to it across the hour and, well, 15 minutes. It was a good hour, I think, is what we would describe that as down the country. That was a good hour, an hour and a quarter, in other words. Catherine Connolly, Heather Humphreys and Jim Gavin all setting out their stalls. Some performances critiqued more than others, it's fair to say, today in all of the analysis across the newspapers and radio and television and elsewhere. But Josh Crosby has been getting the analysis of the people that matter most. He's been asking voters what they thought of the debate.
Gavin did better than I thought he would. Head on bland, and I didn't expect it to be bland. And Catherine Connolly came across better than I thought she would. I have a big problem making a decision because I think that we have far more to offer than that.
I was a bit disappointed with Jim Gavin. He didn't come across as well as I would have hoped. My personal view is I kind of made up my mind anyway before the presidential debate, even though I've never voted Fine Gael in my life. Just the very fact that Heather Humphreys comes from a Protestant background, all pluses, because I think for the union's population, it's a great sign for them that we have the ability to elect a Protestant. So even on that base alone,
you've made your decision, so any debate wouldn't sway you the other way?
Well, any debate, you're going to be swayed by some, you know, revelation, potentially. But I didn't see anything last night that would have swayed me.
All candidates did fairly well.
Did you come away more informed?
Absolutely, yeah. I think I'm closer to a decision. Yeah, I know the candidates a bit better.
I thought Catherine Connolly spoke really well. I kind of already was thinking of voting for her.
Got to know more about each of them?
Yeah, each one of them. I had, you know, ideas about each one of them beforehand, and they were probably kind of proof right.
I tuned in. I wouldn't normally watch that sort of thing, but I know I'm getting older now. So, yeah, definitely tune in. Not happy that it's very limited candidates. I think it's kind of stupid. Like, you know, in the past years, there's always been a lot more candidates.
Did you feel more informed coming away from it? Like, it helped you make your decision?
I don't know. I always thought the, like, president is really just an ambassador role or something. Like, you know, like, what is the actual power bar signing off on legislation and stuff? So it's kind of like, I don't know, that's why it seemed like a popularity contest.
Anyway, that is what those voters had to say about the debate last night. If you want to have your say, like I say, 087 1400 106 is our WhatsApp number. With me now, though, is Declan Ganley, the businessman and entrepreneur. Declan, those who would follow you on social media will be aware of your calls for people not to vote for any of those three candidates we saw on the television last night, but rather to spoil their vote in the upcoming presidential election. Tell me, why is it you think people should spoil their vote?
Well, I think the reason to spoil a vote on this occasion is, I mean, there's a long history in democracy of having the option to do a write-in. For example, Senator Lisa Malkowski in Alaska was elected on a write-in. Even in student unions, they have basically a request to be able to reopen nominations. That option is not available on this ballot paper. On this ballot paper, for reasons that I won't get into right this second, we have what I and I think many others consider to be a curated set of candidates who are all of a particular political perspective, and we don't have somebody to vote for. So in that scenario, it would be a waste to sit at home and not to vote, or to vote for somebody that doesn't, you do not feel represents you and gives you voice. In that situation, what I am suggesting is go in, cast your ballot. Democracy was hard won in this country. We should exercise our right to cast a ballot, spoil the vote, write whatever you want on the ballot. Write, you know, if you're a Maria Steen supporter, write Maria Steen. If you're a Nick Delahanty supporter, write Nick Delahanty. If it's a cost of living, if it's uncontrolled immigration, whatever your issue is, you can write it on the ballot, and make sure you do not express a preference for one of the listed candidates, because otherwise that will be registered as a vote for them, or could be. With the cast the spoiled ballot in the ballot box, it will be counted and we will have a count on the day. In fact, after the first count of so-called spoiled ballots, that will be a voice of protest, and much better than going to a march or doing an online protest where you can't count the heads and the numbers are disputed. Every single one of those ballots have to be counted, and If they're not counted, it doesn't count. Go in, cast a spoiled ballot if you are not happy with what you're being presented with on the ballot paper.
Independent Senator Jared Crockwell with us as well. Jared, thanks a million for your time. Do you think people should spoil their vote if they're not represented in their own mind by those three candidates?
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on. And indeed, I agree with some of what Declan has just said. Democracy is hard won by. The right to vote was hard won. Over many hundreds of years, people have sought to be able to vote. I have no difficulty with people who are unhappy with the democratically selected candidates. And I must stress that the candidates that have been put before the people have been democratically selected either through their political parties or as by a combination of TDs and senators from the Houses of the Oireachtas. That's what the Constitution provides for. We may not like the situation. We may not like who has been put on the ballot paper in front of us, but that's the choice. And it is my view that if somebody is unhappy with it, they may stay away, although not to cast your vote would be a terrible thing. I wouldn't go with as far as Declan has gone. If you're not happy, I would simply return no vote whatsoever. Just go down, collect your ballot paper and put it directly into the ballot box.
That's just another version of the same thing, though, isn't it?
Well, writing statements on the ballot paper or writing cost of living or anything else, nobody will enumerate that. It'll just be a spoiled vote. Nobody will know what you wrote on it. So from that point of view, it's a complete wasted exercise. In my view, to recommend that is to recommend a nonsense, really. And I like Declan. Declan is a good guy. I would have nominated Declan had he run. I did give him an assurance that I would do that. And at the end of the day, the way I feel about it now is vote one, two or three for each of the candidates. Or if you're not voting at all, then just go down, collect your ballot paper and drop it in the ballot box. Nobody will read what you write on it.
Declan, might this all backfire that, you know, you called for this campaign and possibly only a couple of thousand people actually do it? It undermines the suggestion that there's a whole cohort of society out there who are unrepresented and might have voted for Anne-Marie Esteen, for example.
I mean, that's unknowable at this point. And frankly, I don't care. I mean, there are three candidates. To give an example of how stark the sameness is here, in the case of all three, the only three that are on the presidential ballot, none of them are on record as having voted no, with the whole rest of the country in the family referendum of last year. Not one of them.
Yeah, Jim Gavin. No, Jim Gavin said he voted no.
There's no evidence that he voted no.
Well, no, he was asked. What evidence do you want beyond being asked and saying I voted no?
I want proof. I want if you're running for president of this country. And
sorry, Declan, how do you prove what way you...
We're not talking about 20 years ago. We're talking about last year.
I know, but what's the... Declan, I tell you what.
For example...
Declan, you prove to me how you voted. Prove to me how you voted. Prove to me how you voted last year.
I can... How? My Twitter... Go to my Twitter and...
You took a photo of your ballot paper.
I campaigned.
Did you take a photo of your ballot paper?
I certainly don't claim that I voted no. You can look at my whole social...
This is nonsense, Declan. Sorry, utter nonsense. Jim Gavin is on the record as saying he voted no in those referendums. And you say, well, I don't buy it because there's no proof.
Show me where, before the referendum happened, this man who apparently is so politically qualified that, you know, there is no record of him before that referendum having campaigned for a no vote.
He didn't campaign one way or the other.
No,
Declan, he didn't campaign one way or the other. A tiny, tiny, tiny minuscule of people campaign one way and the other in any referendum.
Coming back to the crux of the question.
Let's get back to it.
Why spoil a vote? Which is why spoil a vote? Why cast a ballot that is spoiled? You do it if you think that the three people that are on the ballot are not representative of your perspective. We are free to do that. It is our democratic right to do that. I have no idea. The last presidential election, there was 1.8% of spoiled votes. That was it. This time, we'll see if it's what the number is. But it is a valid democratic option. And on this occasion, with such a paltry, poor choice on the ballot paper, I mean, that presentation last night on that debate, it was really disappointing to see such low caliber candidates being offered for the position of head of state of our country, go out, cast a spoiled vote. That will be counted. All of the spoiled votes will have to be counted. And it may, if we send a big enough message, that message will have to be heard.
Gerard, would you accept that there are a cohort of people out there who look at those three candidates and looked at them on the TV last night and thought, I am completely unrepresented in this election?
I have no doubt, Gerard, whatsoever, there are a cohort of people out there who will not feel represented by any one of the three candidates. My point is that, as I said at the very outset of this, to have the privilege of being able to vote in an election is something we should never discount. When it goes to the next step, which is writing cost of living or shortage of housing or whatever you want to write on it, nobody will enumerate that. Nobody will say there were 50,000 votes cast for a shortage of housing and 20,000 votes cast for the cost of living and 45,000 votes cast for some a candidate that is not on the ballot paper. Nobody will count it. What are we doing? We're trying to turn, and this is part of the problem with this presidential election, there was an attempt to turn it into a populist campaign. And it is not a populist campaign. We are electing our head of state. If you don't like the three that are there, by all means, send back your ballot paper with nothing on it. It's a spoiled vote, and that's it. And it will be registered as such. Or, alternatively, say, I cannot in conscience go and vote.
Gerard, who tried to turn it into a populist campaign?
Well, certainly what I was subjected to over the 3 weeks prior to the closing of nominations, the contacts I had made me extremely concerned that they were not looking for a nomination for a presidential candidate. They were looking for an opportunity to place issues before the people that were not part of a presidential election, but more to do with reopening social issues that have been decided in a democratic process in this country.
Declan, is that the issue that, I guess, undermines your argument more than anything else? You know, that, again, because we're talking about Maria Steele. Let me put the point to you and I'll let you respond. I guess it's that... is that the narrative that you would subscribe to and that you're amplifying is that, you know, it's undemocratic and she's been locked out and the establishment kind of circled the wagons, as it were, and kept her off the ballot paper. But in reality, what turned independent Oireachtas members away from Maria Steele was the nature of the campaign and actually how short it was. If she had actually started a bit earlier, she might well be on the campaign.
I don't buy that for a second.
Because Patrick O'Bean basically ran the campaign and he accepts that it was too late. He said, we should have started way earlier.
I don't accept it at all. There was work being done for a long time, for months, to create a space for a, we'll call it, for want of a better description, a small C conservative candidate to be on the ballot. It didn't happen because there was a concerted effort to block that from happening. We heard... Jared, I'm not blaming you. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone in particular. But the fact is that whatever the system has produced... three candidates who are not reflective of the broad spectrum of politics in this country. That is a failure. That's a failure. We should not be happy that, I mean, Fintan O'Toole talked about this. Even Fintan O'Toole, I wouldn't agree with him on the time of day. But the fact that we don't have that option on the ballot paper, whatever, whether Michael McDowell was correct, and that Maria Steele would have won if she was on the ballot, or whether she wouldn't have won. We should have had...
If I can, Kieran.
Yeah.
Declan, you approached me at the National Day of Commemoration in Islandbridge, and you asked me if I would support your candidacy for the presidential election. I gave you a commitment on that day that I would. So to suggest that I was not willing and that other members of the Oireachtas were not willing
to... I said I wasn't making this personal, and you've chosen to bring that subject up. You also...
But is it not true? Is it not true, Declan, that I did?
You did. Absolutely.
Did I commit?
You did. That is true. That is a statement of fact. You also said, I wasn't going to bring this up, you also said you would need to talk to Michael McDowell about it. You did say that too.
No, Declan, that is factually untrue. Michael McDowell and I are two separate people with very different views on so many things.
You didn't say that you would be discussing it with him?
I said I would talk to my independent colleagues to seek support for you. That's okay. What I said. At the end of the day, I was not canvassed to support anybody until I was canvassed on the Friday before nominations closed, and I was canvassed by way of a WhatsApp message.
I don't want to get
respect for the request.
The fact that Maria was blocked, whoever the candidate would have been, in this case it was Maria, and I supported Maria. You wouldn't have been blocked by me. Pardon?
You wouldn't have been blocked by me.
I wasn't running. Maria was, and I'm not.
Might have been a good idea, though, for Maria or somebody to have spoken to Jared instead of getting a proxy to send him a WhatsApp message a couple of days before polls closed. That doesn't sound like the establishment circling the wagons. It sounds like ineptitude.
It was not ineptitude. It was a concerted...
That's concerted. Yes, a WhatsApp message the Friday before polls close is a concerted effort.
Kieran, I get
Jesus,
it.
Jesus, I hate to see ineptitude.
I understand that you want to excuse this, but that we have a ballot with three candidates on it of the center of left lights and left. And that is not where this country is. And when we're being presented with those as a choice, you're going to get pushback. And democracy is the competition and contest of ideas, of ideology. And we have three candidates of very, very similar ideology on the ballot paper. And when you don't give people the option to contest and enter into a competition of ideas and ideology, there are other... You build up pressures. There's no pressure release valve for that. The pressure release valve for that on this occasion, I respectfully suggest, is to peacefully, democratically participate in the vote and cast a spoiled ballot. That's just my suggestion.
Declan Ganley, Jared Crockwell, thank you both very much.
Thank you, Kieran. Thank you, Jared.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.